Like, we have this bond, I think.
Joe Osterling is standing near Joan's Point with his dog, Hera. Hera sees the orange collar that she always wears when they go on their simulated search missions, and she is ready. They've done these gradually more difficult hide-and-seek trainings ever since she was a puppy. Osterling wanted to train Hera this way because he's helped with rescues in Skagway and Haines.
And I've always had dogs, and I've always liked the idea of combining the two, being able to provide a service to the community that we live in.
Here's one of the volunteer pretend victims that Hera will try to sniff out today.
Hayden Jimenez.
And what are you here to do?
Train a dog named Hera to find people that are lost.
8-year-old Hayden is here with his dad, Carlos. They've volunteered many times to help with Hera's training. They bring with them a walkie-talkie, bear spray, and some snacks.
I think the best thing would be to have you guys hide over there.
Okay.
Yeah, and just go in the woods a ways.
Hayden and Carlos head to their hiding place. Hera will find them with her nose. She's being trained in air scent search and rescue.
So if you can picture, like, from an individual, if we could see scent as, like, colors, there'd be this big plume coming off of us all the time. And so that's what she's keying into with her nose, is this the scent that comes off of us and is consistently emitted. Well, those guys are out of sight. Radio check, Hayden.
Got you out of quick.
10-4, buddy.
Osterling puts on Hera's orange collar.
She's excited. She's ready to play the game. And then
search and rescue missions are serious, but for the dogs, it's a game. Osterling says in every training, there needs to be positive reinforcement at the end. Hera's reward is a game of tug of war with a pair of Osterling's socks.
Okay. Are you ready to work? Yeah. Find him.
Osterling takes Hera on a path away from Carlos and Hayden. That will make the search longer and build up Hera's endurance. It's something they've been working on for a while. Osterling says they've trained every day for at least an hour in the past year and a half. They're training with Southeast Alaska Dogs Organized for Ground Search, or Sea Dogs, a nonprofit in Juneau.
Oh, I think it's going to be a huge impact to Haines and Skagway.
Bruce Bowler is the team manager for Sea Dogs. He says when they get a call from state troopers to help with a search, it can take 4 hours or even more to organize and get to Haines or Skagway. Haines firefighter and training officer Al Badgley says rescue dogs from Juneau have only been called into Haines a handful of times in the past 20 years. It takes time and money to bring in a team from somewhere else. Badgley says if Hera gets certified, canines might be used more frequently in searches, and dogs are able to cover a lot of terrain fast.
You know, the quicker we can respond and the quicker we can get somebody out there, the chances are better that we're going to be able to find them, you know, at a time when they can be saved. Find them. Let's go. So there, she's on scent right there. So you watch her, that zigzag pattern, and then the way she held her nose up in the air and her ears were forward, that's telling me she's on scent.
She's on it.
That's Carlos on the walkie-talkie. A few seconds later, Hera comes running back to us.
Good girl. Show me. Where are they? Show me. Let's go.
Yeah, she found us. We've got a good video of it this time.
Then Hera gets what she's been waiting for, her reward for a successful training. She and Hayden play tug of war with a pair of socks.
You got her, Hayden?
Yep.
What?
Yes, sir.
Can you say the alphabet at the same time?
What?
It has to be fun, and it has to be a game, and it has to be rewarding for her every time, no matter what the outcome is. The result of your search might not be something that you want to celebrate, but you have to celebrate with your dog at the end because they did what you asked them to do. And when you stop that, the dog will stop working for you.
Joe and Hera have pre-testing in Juneau in a couple weeks. Bruce Bowler at Sea Dogs says the Haines team should be search and rescue certified within a couple months. Osterling says knowing they could potentially save someone's life is a great motivation. But even if they never go on one mission, he says it'll be worth it because he loves spending time with his dog. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.